Do you have trouble regulating your temperature on outdoor expeditions? Maybe you should invest in zip-off pants. This nifty piece can go from pants to shorts in a short flash. And it's super easy to zip the pants right back up, the pant legs right back up. You can maximize your comfort without changing the vibe of the outfit. Zip-off pants give you the freedom to relax outside without worrying about how you'll adapt to changing temperatures. Not to mention, they're super stylish. This message was brought to you by your well-regulated DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Super stylish zip-off pants.
What are you two? We have two guests with us in the station, in the booth right now. What are your thoughts on zip pants?
They're a lot less awkward than tear-off pants.
That's very true.
One of them just said that they're a lot less awkward than tear-off pants. Mm. I'd agree with that.
Much experience in my regard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I moonlighted as a exotic dancer.
Moving on. So we've been playing some good music for you.
You just heard "I Feel for You," the acoustic demo from Prince, and we also had "Mastermind" by Deltron 3030, the instrumental version. We also had "Call for Love," the newest from Rechiba. Previously to that was "Poxa" from Cortex. Been playing a lot of Cortex recently. We also had "Chasing an Empty Dream," the opening track from Simonde's new record. And we also, as the kicker of our set, was "Tight" from Samara Joy, who is apparently very well dressed tonight at the Grammys. And "Don't You Just" won Best Rap Album.
Let's
go.
Oh my god.
Let's go. All right. There we go.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Thank God.
All right. That's a great sign.
Sorry. That's my dad just texted me that. And Dochi's like my favorite artist right now.
That's
high key.
That's great news. I wish we could play Dochi on the air.
We cannot. I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope that Dochi beats Chapel Rowan.
I know.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to sound like a hater, but like, I do like Chapel Rowan. That album is good.
Yeah.
But Dochi deserves that.
That's true.
Plus, Chapel Rowan's been around for a minute. So is
Dochi. So is Dochi.
But, like,
I'm surprised Dochi didn't win in peak COVID with one of her songs.
That wasn't really, like,
I know, but it was so popular on TikTok.
I know, but
that's when it was the era of all the TikTok songs.
Remember they almost did, like, a TikTok category at the Grammys?
Oh, thank God they didn't.
Remember? I thought that was a thing.
No.
No?
Spotify has a TikTok category, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah, they do have a TikTok chart. That's true. Well.
Well, I don't know.
Chapel Rowan probably wins that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do? Zip off pants.
Yeah, zip off pants.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens. 8:30 every single time. I, like, fall apart on the air.
No, it's okay.
It's okay?
We rebuild after a while. We rebuild ourselves. There's building blocks. I don't know.
Building blocks?
I don't know. I'm falling apart too at the moment.
Yay. It has been a long day of doing homework on an ADHD timer clock that I found on YouTube. And the most annoying part of it was that the ads kept interrupting it.
Yeah.
So it was like interrupting my studying, and then they were all ads about like, do you have ADHD? Download this. I'm like, stop interrupting my thing. I don't even have ADHD. Anyway.
Maybe I have ADHD because I was constantly like looking at the Minecraft screen at the library.
We should just play Minecraft tonight.
I don't have that time.
Neither do I.
I've got to read Saussure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Signification?
Yes.
I've never even had to read a social. I just had them quoted in like every reading I had last semester. Oy
is right.
Oy vey.
Yes.
We did have bagels this morning.
Bagels were fantastic.
Yeah, they're from Meyer's, Montreal style.
Got a sesame bagel sandwich with an egg, avocado, melted brie, and a little bit of sriracha.
That wasn't bad. I got a lox bagel, which was quite tasty, honestly.
Got to take those tomatoes off, though.
Yeah, I don't like tomatoes.
Yeah, not on that type of sandwich.
I only like tomatoes when they're crushed up.
We got some adversary opinions here. You don't like, you don't like our opinions on tomatoes?
You don't?
No, lox tomato? That's disgusting. You gotta, that's like salmon and cream cheese. Why would you put a tomato in there?
Yeah. That's yeah, what, like, that's
it was salmon, cream cheese, capers, red onion, and then tomato, and the tomato was all wet, so then it just, like, it was gross. It did not work. We are getting comments that, so I have two competing comments about SoSure here. One of them, from the Bay Box, says, SoSure was actually not that bad. However, my friend at UChicago said, SoSure was not fun, in a nicer group of words than, Stella said. love her to death.
Well, I'm going to find out tonight, and
we'll report back.
Yeah. I'm going to take these comments. I don't know. I think, what?
I got a don't censor me comment.
The don't from censor my me friend. Comment?
And that I'm repressing her. This is the better alternative, but we are a public radio station. So, I can't.
No, you're not. You're not.
You're not. I'm sorry. Oh. We are being, this is what happens when we're in going into, like, the third week of school, fourth week of school, which is crazy. We had a friend who had a midterm, which is also crazy.
Yeah. My friend from back home.
Our friend from here, he lives across from me.
I'm kidding.
It's a poor Buffy about last West year. One.
Boston. It's
do you,
Boston.
Do either one of you have any comments on oppression?
On locks. Oh my
God. Locks.
Comments about oppression?
I don't have any comments about oppression, but I do love locks. I love locks.
Locks are great.
Yeah. And I agree that tomatoes should stay out of locks.
My sister and I ate lox bagels with a very kind Jewish man.
Oh, boy.
She does not like salmon. I love salmon. I hate cream cheese. She loves cream cheese. So we had to sneakily, without him noticing, switch the entirety of our bagels around. I kept distracting him by asking him about things that were going on outside the window. And by the end of it, he thought I needed glasses.
What the hell? How old were you?
This was 2 months ago.
Oh, my God.
This was 2 months ago?
Yes. Jeez. Great guy. He was like, would you two like some lox? I was like, yes. My sister goes, okay. Because I put them on bagels. I was like, oh, no. She goes, okay.
She was being oppressed.
Well, yes, I was oppressing her.
Yeah, that's true.
So was that old Jewish man.
And on that note, I think we should switch to some music.
Recommended by recommended. The one in the booth.
Hey, wait, this what are we playing?
A Song for the Lovers by Richard Ashcroft.
Ooh.
Yes. Right here on Digging the Ice.
WRV FM Burlington 90.1. I'm DJ Goose.
And I'm DJ Didge. Thank you.
I miss you, I miss you, I miss you.
Not many at all. I'm talking about no trouble at all.
Where there's fire, there's smoke. Since January 7th, the county has watched wildfires ravage Los Angeles County. The country has watched this, devastating neighborhoods like Eaton and the Palisades. It's estimated the fires have killed at least 28 people thus far, ranking amongst the deadliest in California in history. However, this figure doesn't account for the additional indirect deaths predicted to be uncovered only in the aftermath of the wildfires. The climate crisis has been found to be the leading factor in the increasing occurrence of wildfires in the U.S. As wildfires continue to become more common, the public health impact of exposure to smoke should not be overlooked. Deaths during wildfires are more likely to be associated with smoke exposure than directly with the fire itself. Thus, it's highly likely the death of beloved film giant David Lynch on January 15th, a little over a week after the fire's onset, may very well have been one such death triggered by the diminished air quality due to the LA fires. Lynch, a lifetime cigarette smoker, revealed his debilitating emphysema diagnosis in an August 1st, 2024 Sight and Sound interview. Emphysema is a type of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that causes shortness of breath, typically due to long-term exposure to smoke. He can no longer direct in person nor even leave the house due to fears of contracting illness. Still, despite avoiding things that might exacerbate disease, Lynch had no choice but to evacuate his Palisades home, which was in the path of fire. In the process, he would have been exposed to wildfire smoke, which likely increased the progression of the disease. The California Resources Board has indicated a strong link between short-term exposure to wildfire smoke and the escalation of COPD severity. In retrospect, it's a miracle Lynch, who began smoking at age 8, also made it to 80. Instead, it's hard not to wonder how much longer Lynch would have lived if he quit smoking, say, 20 years earlier. Maybe if he hadn't been in L.A. the last few weeks, he would have had another few years and been able to finish the remote project he had been planning. The climate crisis is an existential threat to public health. David Lynch's death represents the intersection of the two major addictions of the 20th century. Tobacco. tobacco, and fossil fuels. If we can't quit, we will be the ones to pay for it.
Article that is brought a strong to you, message.
Brought to you by Ailit Kaminsky from the Vermont Cynic.
Well, the weather here is a stark comparison to the weather in
California.
California. See, yes. Okay, yes.
No.
So currently in Burlington it is 70 degrees with a heavy snow. The high is 21 and the low is -6. If you're wondering how it feels like 6 degrees outside right now. And I don't know about you guys, but that's freaking cold, and it's cold. And the humidity is 76, which means that like it gets into your like bones, and it's so cold, and it's so cold, and my car is not close, and I have to get back to it.
It's close.
It's not that close.
Kalkin.
But it does feel so far away in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. snow is forecasted for the next hour. And this week, tomorrow, we're looking at a 65 chance of snow with a high of 37. Okay. Oh, so it's going to go up this week. Nice. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 37, a low of 21, 32 degrees on Tuesday. It's going to dip a little bit on Wednesday, but it's going to be sunny. Don't worry. On Thursday, it's going to snow, probably. Right. Okay. Friday, cloudy. Saturday, cloudy. And next Sunday, 50% chance of snow. So it might be different. Because that prediction is 7 days out, the range of possibilities for it is pretty different, because it's dependent on chaotic behavior of the environment. And I am now learning about this in one of my math classes.
So you can predict the weather.
No, I cannot. I can predict what a polynomial of degree two maybe may do. Yeah.
Be like Dave Matthews and talk about the weather.
Who's Dave Matthews?
That's a joke. That's Dave Matthews is a singer.
Oh, fuck. So no, I should know that.
No. You shouldn't know that, honestly.
I feel like I should. I'm a radio teacher.
It's a good thing not to know Dave Matthews. I like Dave Matthews, but he's...
Oh, I do know Dave Matthews.
Yeah, he's like dad. Yeah.
Dad music. Dad rock.
Dad rock, yeah.
Jack probably likes him.
Dad jam.
We're getting a thumbs up.
We're getting thumbs up.
Okay. It is now 9:04 according to Apple. Oh, and 9:04 according to the other clock in our station today.
Oh my god! You just heard Houses in Motion from Talking Heads.
Oh, that was fun.
Yes, from their 1980 concert.
All the music we've been playing today is awesome.
Previously to Houses in Motion, we had Neon Lights from Dancing Years. Recommended by our friend in the booth, who wishes to be named, not wishes to be named.
It's fine.
DJ Val. You also had Besties from Black Country New Road, the newest from their upcoming record. We also had A Song for the Lovers from Richard Ashcroft as the kicker of the set, also from DJ Val. We're also going to keep the show rolling with some Alice Phoebe Lou. This is Paper Castles, only here on WRUV.
If you have any thoughts, you can call in at 802-656-4399, because I have thoughts and I like talking. If you have more thoughts, talk to me.
Give us thoughts,
on
please.
On the cellular radio waves. Yes.
802-656-4399. Talk to DJ Goose, please.
Or DJ Ditch.
Talk to DJ Goose.
Okay.
Alice Phoebe Lou, Paper Castles, Digging the Ice, WRUV FM.
I'm no white dove, but I stand here with all my love. Uncover the windows. Grab the hand that's reaching out. They shout to an empty room when no one's there to hear their prayers. But you and I.
go by all the feelings inside, twisting, it turns, they rise. Há 2000 anos antes de Cristo, o faraó Hermes Trismegisto escreveu um maravilhoso tratado hermético, com uma ponta de diamante e uma lâmina de esmeralda, que foi encontrado vários séculos depois pelos soldados de Alexandre o Grande, na famosa pirâmide de Gizeh. Salve Hermes Trismegisto, que tem as três partes da filosofia universal. É verdade sem mentira, certo, muito verdadeiro.
A tábua de esmeralda foi Hermes Trismegisto quem escreveu, com uma ponta de diamante em uma lâmina de esmeralda.
Thank you.
little spice in your life? Do you need to stuff some more music into that old brain of yours? Try singing. This simple art can be done by anyone, no matter how good you think you are. It is so easy to sing. You can do it anywhere. According to the Sing Up Foundation, just like that. According to the Sing Up Foundation, singing is known to lower cortisol levels, boost confidence levels, and help with pain.
No way.
So sing up. Join a choir. Sing along with us in your car, or even sing in the shower for all your roommates to hear. Your mind and body will thank you. This message was brought to you by your favorite DJs with velvety vocal cords here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
I don't think anyone would ever say I have velvety vocal cords. Anyone who's ever in choir with me.
I disagree.
Were you in choir with me?
No.
At my old girls' Catholic school?
Why don't we try doing choir? We'll
no.
set up a new choir.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like you're afraid of doing it.
I am. You're right.
That's so fair.
Okay.
I'm kind of afraid of it myself.
You know what else lowers your cortisol levels? Not that I kind of remember what those are, but just like being an artist, I think I like doing art is cool.
Yeah, yeah. And you're great at doing art.
I just like doing it.
Lucy, DJ Goose, is a graphic designer. Ah!
I like graphic design. I just, as I do more of it, I have found that I get annoyed at people.
Why?
Well, they're people. Which is maybe not the best message to be saying on public radio, as I am saying this. But I love my artistic vision.
You should.
And I want other people to like my artistic vision.
I love your artistic vision.
But I like working with people.
That's okay.
I like working with you.
Most artists don't like working with other artists. Yeah.
I like working with you, though, DJ did.
I like working with you, too, DJ Goose. What?
Ah.
Oh, my God. We're making our guests in the booth sick by our...
They're making me sick.
Dude, you don't have to guess what kind of gas that runs on. Oh, my God.
Oh, anyway, we have currently been listening to A Slow Hot Wind from Penny Goodwin, Striptease from FKA Twigs off of the new release, Eusexua, new electronic release, Hermes Trismegisto Escrevo.
By Jorge Ben.
And Lonely in Your Nightmare from Duran Duran. Did we start off with Clean by Depeche Mode?
The second track of our set was Clean by Depeche Mode, and we also had Paper Castles from Alice Phoebe Lou for our previous set.
From our previous set, which was a fun set. I love all sets. You know, also, if you really want, a multi-set is a set of many mini-sets that are called subsets in between each set. And an injection is a function that sends something from one set to another set that is one-to-one, which means that every output only has one unique input. I don't know why I turned British there for a second.
Oh, boy.
Or we have a surjection, which is onto. And onto means that every input has one unique output, I think. I gotta check my notes. So a bijection is some function or map, if you're doing linear algebra, which was last semester for me. So a bijection is just some map, is some function that says something in one set to another set that is both one-to-one and onto. Which means that the sets must be equal then, which is super fun. And I know you probably are all like, why are we talking about math now, DJ Dij? Well, it's because I want DJ... I'm DJ Goose. It's because I now want DJ Dij to play a song for me.
Yes.
Sir Isaac Newton. He just gave me a look.
Yes,
can we play... I just forget that whole album's name.
I totally remember it.
Yeah.
Space Songs.
Can we play a different one off of it, though? They're all just funny.
But Sir Isaac Newton.
No, but we played that one too many times. Can we play a different version? The Ballad of Sir Isaac Newton... And
oh Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
So I'm going to keep talking about mathematics then, and boring everyone on air, unless you're a math major like me or my uncle or Angela's grandfather. DJ Digit's grandfather, apparently.
That's fair.
I am slowly going crazy doing art and drawing octopuses in this art. And what are we playing next? Right, did you find it?
I'm trying to, Mike.
We might have to use the tube.
I think we just have to go for Ballad of Sir Isaac Newton. It won't load the whole album. I'm sorry to report, DJ Goose. However, as we mentioned, this is Ballad of Sir Isaac Newton from Space Songs.
Yes, on WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial or wherever you get your streaming services.
I'm DJ Didge.
And I'm DJ Goose.
And this is Digging the Ice.
There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. For example, it's simple, said he, the first law of motion should be: an object at rest tends to remain at rest, and an object in motion tends to remain in motion with the same speed and in the same direction. There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. If an apple falls down on your head, that is gravity, Sir Isaac said. It strikes me that all objects in the universe exert gravitational attraction upon each other. There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. He illumined the subject of light and showed an amazing insight. By passing a beam of sunlight through an opening in a darkened room and into a prism, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we can see that white light is a combination of the seven colors of the rainbow. There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because
he constructed a reflecting telescope.
Because he made great discoveries in the field of mathematics. Because
he discovered many of the laws on which physics and mechanics have been developed.
Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. Naturally, he was a genius.
When you finally arrived at the party on Saturday night, I had been waiting in anticipation, so could you excuse my weird vibe?
wasn't supposed to be. We were supposed to change. It couldn't be arranged. Your mama said, and sisters too, all here today should not intrude. Say exit left, I'll help myself. Just trust your sign.
Watching the shine, they don't have a word of it. Living your die, never.
Away from Asher. Previously to that was Ain't Got Time from Curtis Mayfield. We also had more from the new Simonde, that was Coltrane. And the second kicker of the set was Better from Alice Phoebe Liu. And the kicker was Ballad of Sir Isaac Newton from Tom Glaser.
It was great. I love the Ballad of Sir Isaac Newton.
It's a favorite for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree.
We got to bring in our vinyl next show.
Yes,
and play more.
That is true.
That'd be great. We could do a vinyl show next week.
All vinyl next week. Let's do it.
Plus new music or minus
new music? We may have to resort to. Yeah,
let's do a vinyl set next week.
Yeah, but we'll do an all vinyl set for you guys next week for the majority.
That'll be fun.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It was great kicking it with y'all, digging the ice and such. Good luck to the rest of the Grammy nominees.
Mm-hmm. And if you do have to dig your car out from the ice this week, just remember, be safe. And wear gloves and stay warm.
Yes, absolutely.
We
are done.
You've been tuned in to WREV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial. I feel like I have that memorized now as I talk in the same cadence. I'm DJ Goose. This has been DJ Didge and DJ Goose on the air together. I want to see how long I can go. It's 9:58 and 05 seconds today. And now I'm done.
Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Okay. See ya.